Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
So before I hit play, I want to just set the container. If I was in a room with you all, this is what I would say. I would say you are safe. Nothing that happens here leaves this space. Your foot is on the gas. You are in control of your body. And if you experience things that you don't understand, it's okay. You're not alone. If you are pregnant, I do not recommend this. If you have heart conditions, I do not recommend this. If you have asthma or some other really extreme breathing, I definitely recommend that you follow what feels okay for you and don't put yourself in a dangerous situation. I recommend that you do this laying down, though you can do it sitting up. The important thing, as Athena was talking, is that you want access to your full belly. So if you think about like what it'd be like to take a big breath in and blow your belly out like a balloon, like think of a little kid that's like, look, mom, you know, and they're exposing their huge belly all the way from the bottom of their ribs down to like their pubic bone. You want to make a big balloon belly, like a big pregnant belly when you inhale, not necessarily every time, but like, I want you to know that you have access to your full diaphragmic capacity 365 degrees around. So we're going to focus on belly breathing rather than chest breathing. So if you notice that your shoulders are going up and down, just try and take that breathing down into your belly, and I will guide you with that with my voice. Secondly, we are going to be breathing intensely for the first half, and then the second half we kind of soothe it down a little bit. And the reason for this is in order to wake up the central nervous system and release stored stress, we're activating the central nervous system. That's the part that's always activated in any type of adrenal response release. And then the second part, we dive into the parasympathetic nervous system, which is what you get by activating the vagus nerve, by yoga, by meditation, and by what we're going to do is going to be a little bit calmer breath work. In the beginning, we are going to breathe in through the mouth. It's going to sound like this, and out through the mouth, and it's circular. I'm going to do that a couple of times. I know people are listening, so it's going to sound like this. As big, as loud, you're in the privacy of your own room as you want. Just don't go small. Remember, like, you get out of it what you put in. The second time, we're going to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And what you hear me doing is called circular breathing. It's not a big breath in and then hold and then exhale. It's going around and around and around. And because this is going to hyperoxygenate your body, you might have tinglies in your fingers or your toes or your cheeks, or you could even feel slight cramping just depending on how your body's orientated, how much oxygen you usually get. Just know that that's not abnormal. There's nothing wrong with you. And we are going to do a couple breath holds. In the breath hold, it will usually release. I kind of like it, to be honest. I feel like maybe this is my type A. I'm like, it's working. This is good. I have a sensation. So if you have a sensation, that is completely normal. If you don't have a sensation, that's also completely normal. Either is okay. If you're very uncomfortable, just slow your breath down and breathe deeper. Ideally, you want to have your eyes closed so that you can go inside and be with your breath and be with your body. And also, as emotions may arise or don't, there's no right, there's no wrong. Just know that your experiences are valid, they're allowed, and you don't have to know why you're having this experience. If you feel like crying, you don't have to know why you feel like crying. Just let it happen. If you feel like laughing, you don't have to know why you feel like laughing. Just let it happen. If you feel like moving your body and there's energy that needs to get out, let it happen. So this is really a practice of allowing and believing in the intelligence, the innate intelligence of your body in your breath. So thank you for letting me guide you with this. Do you have any questions?
I don't. I'm going to mute myself so I don't like get in the way of your sound. But yeah, I'm excited. Thank you so much. Take it away.
Okay, awesome. So I recommend that everyone find a comfortable position on the ground, lying flat. Give me just a moment while I cue up the music. Remember, you want access to all of your belly. Okay. So, just going to make sure Athena can hear this. Yes. Perfect. Okay, so close your eyes. Put your hands on your belly just to activate it. And start breathing in through the mouth and out through the mouth. In, out, in, out. Draw that air deep all the way down into the resources of your core. Filling your belly with air and exhaling it all the way out. You're using your diaphragm as a broom. So imagine that your breath is coming in and it's sweeping out emotion. It's sweeping out stored energy and it's refilling and refueling you with oxygen. You're doing great. Just keep breathing. Take a big breath in and let it out. Twice more. Big breath in and let it out. Another big breath in and hold it at the top. This is a time for you to get really real with yourself. Go inside and see what you need to see. Be willing to see it so that you can release it. into that breath as long as you can. And when you're ready to take your next breath, breathe in release. Come back to the breath. This is one chance that you get right now to go one layer deeper. See how much you can unwrap, how much you can unravel. Give yourself permission to get free. Great. Draw that breath all the way in. Let it all the way out and just trust. Feel into your body. What have you been holding on to? What has been holding you back? What have you not given yourself permission to feel? Feel it now. And breathe. Your breath like a broom, stir it up, sweep it out. This is your chance to detox from toxic emotions, things that you haven't been giving yourself chance to express. You don't have to hold on so tight. Can you give yourself more permission to feel? The deeper you can feel, the more you can embody your essence. Be here. To really be here. Now I want you to take a big breath in and let it all out. Do that again. Big breath in. Let it all out. Biggest breath yet, all the way in, and hold it at the top. Hold your breath for as long as you can. Feel the energy circulating inside of you. Identify your purpose. Identify anything holding you back. Make a commitment to yourself to let it go. You deserve to be home in your body. And when you take that next breath in, I want you to breathe in freedom. I want you to breathe in through the mouth and exhale. And then I want you to bring the breath in through the nose for the second part of this, in through the nose and out through the mouth, repatterning the nervous system. So nice, long, steady, full, deep breaths in. Full exhales, stay with the circular breath, just in through the nose and out through the mouth. Get quiet within yourself and just feel. Fill your life with your breath, with your presence. Keep breathing. We're about halfway to the next breath hold. Nice, deep, long breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Connecting to your parasympathetic nervous system. Repatterning. Repatterning through stress, repatterning through trauma, giving your brain a new pathway to be. Bringing gratitude into your heart, into your mind, breathing in that gratitude for all that you have, for all that life has given you, and for all that you can give life. Now I want you to take a big breath in and let it out. This is a little different. Another big breath in and let it out. And on this next breath in, I want you to let it out and hold empty. So your body is empty. This is like the last breath that you take when you leave this planet. How do you want to show up? What do you have inside of you that needs to be expressed? Who are you? What do you have to give? You need to thank yourself for that. And when you take the next breath in, I want you to breathe in another level of life, commitment, and freedom to being the full expression of who you are here and now. Thank you. Continue breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. One more round. Enjoying the essence of who you are, connecting with your purpose, connecting with your gift, connecting with the life that is in you, in your very breath. And inviting you into one last breath hold. Take a big breath in and let it out. Another breath in and let it out. And last one. And as you exhale, hold empty. Feel that energy circulating. Feel yourself, feel your power. Feel the light bouncing inside of you. Just letting your breath come back to normal. Take your time coming back into your body and just enjoy this moment with yourself, with your breath, with your heartbeat, with your purpose, and with your life. It's always hard to end these. Just like pulling someone out of Savasana. How do you feel?
Yeah, wow. Oh my gosh. I don't even know. Okay. Oh, that was so beautiful. Thank you, Celeste. I feel lightheaded actually, but in a good way, not like a, like I'm going to pass out way or anything like that, but just like really good.
They call this a breathwork journey. So you can relate that to other things that people do that they call journeys, whether it's some type of assisted plant medicine journey, people have experiences that are so powerful with this, and it's just your breath. And this was just a sample. My vision is to use this in schools for adolescents and for teachers. And so I've started a nonprofit actually this past fall called Mind Body Breath Connect to utilize all of the things, nutrition, yoga, movement, meditation, and the connection that we have with our breath to bring it all home and to really help us repattern our nervous systems so that we can not just survive, but we can thrive in this life, and we can show up as that unique ray of sunshine that we are all called to be.
Wow, Celeste. I'm just so grateful. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I feel the same. I got emotional at the end. You can't hear me, but it's such a gift to be able to share this, and I feel it profoundly. I'm an empath, but still, it's affected me so much. And I know it's such a beautiful experience that people can have. And it's so accessible anytime. We just have to slow down and give ourselves permission.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll share in the notes of this podcast every way that they can possibly get into touch with you and follow you and be more a part of your world, because I think everyone, I mean, obviously they will benefit from this 20 minutes, but will benefit from just your presence and in this gift that you have. So thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been so fun to connect with you. And this is, as much as this is a gift to you, this is a gift to me. I'm only full when I'm giving. It's this energy exchange. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.